Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, your host and the CEO of academia.edu. Thanks for joining me today as we dive into a fascinating piece of research focused on something we often, you know, take for granted, dictionaries. We're examining a paper titled Improvements of Dictionaries, Suggestions by Evroterm, authored by Miran Jeljko. This paper takes a deep dive into transforming and advancing electronic dictionaries from a translator's perspective. First, what's the core problem this paper addresses, and why should you care? Well, dictionaries are not just big, boring books or, you know, digital apps we check once in a while when we're deaf. It misses the whole point of what digital can do. So the essence of Jeljko's argument is this. Online dictionaries need to evolve. He presents Evroterm, a terminology database, as a shining example of how we can move beyond mere copies of physical dictionaries. This evolution involves using full text searches, fuzzy searches, and linked corpora, giving translators a more dynamic, efficient, and comprehensive toolset. It's like suddenly having a Swiss Army knife instead of a butter knife for your language needs. That's exciting, right? Now, let's delve into some of the key findings and methods this paper uncovers. It's like diving into treasure here. One major highlight is the full text search capability. Unlike old school dictionary searches confined to headwords, full text search lets you rummage through everything, including translations and collocations. Big improvement, huh? Then there's fuzzy search. Have you ever misspelled a word and hoped Google would save you? This function is all about that. It helps even when the user makes tiny mistakes or sometimes just has the wrong spelling in mind. Instead of getting zero results or an unhelpful "did you mean?" prompt, you get close matches. Super useful, agreed. And let's not forget corporate integration. A corpus houses a vast collection of texts and offers, essentially real-world applications of words. Dictionaries and corpora act like superheroes when combined, offering context, variability, and authenticity of usage right at our fingertips. It's not just "this word means X." It's "this word can mean X, Y, and Z, depending on where and how it's used." I think that's pretty awesome. Miran Jeljko also argues for dynamic links between dictionary entries and live examples from corpora. This means a word's potential uses in different contexts are displayed in real time. You click, and voila, literature and everyday texts unfold before your eyes. That's not only thrilling, dare I say magical, for translators, but immensely practical. Oh, and there's a bit about terminological analysis of texts. Imagine having software that scans entire texts you're translating, highlighting relevant terms found in the database. It's a bit like having an industrious assistant sitting next to you, whispering, "Remember, use the company's preferred terminology." Automated, real-time glossary checks ensure accuracy and consistency. Let's wave goodbye to manual searching. Now, Jeljko discusses continuous improvement, something electronic dictionaries haven't quite nailed yet. Traditional static updates are replaced by frequent, sometimes daily, online updates. The dictionary evolves almost organically, learning and refining its contents. It's about bringing manufacturing's Deming principle of continuous improvement into the world of lexicons. Interestingly, Jeljko emphasizes that updating dictionaries shouldn't be a burdensome task, but should weave seamlessly into daily operations, thanks to automation. That makes the idea of dictionaries constantly evolving from user input not science fiction, but, you know, a present-day reality. Now, let's sidestep a little. Do you ever think about how many words you actually use every day? Like, genuinely, the vast sea of vocabulary available in dictionaries can sometimes feel overwhelming, almost like sitting in a library and not knowing which book to open. It's comforting, navel-gazing thought, right? In any case, back to our topic. Returning to technicalities, Jeljko also proposes a change in how dictionary licenses operate, focusing licenses on individuals rather than devices, using digital certificates. Imagine signing in and having everything securely accessible, irrespective of which gadget you're hopping onto next. It's about moving with the times, ensuring safety, and, well, convenience. What does this all mean for you, the listener, whether you're a translator or someone casually interested in dictionaries? The future of dictionaries is about accessibility, fluidity, and real-time developments. And sure, this study isn't the gospel truth. It's a set of ideas to reflect on and engage with. It suggests pathways to places academia could go. Inspiring thought rather than dictating absolute truth. Well, we've journeyed through some wordy waters today, haven't we? Thanks for joining me on this fascinating exploration of the potential improvements in the realm of online dictionaries. Whether you're dashing to a meeting or nestled at home flipping through Wordsmith tools online, remember that each research paper, like Miran Jeljko's, offers a step, or maybe a leap, into what's possible. I hope you enjoyed this session on In Depth with Academia. Stay curious, stay questioning, and as always, I'm Richard Price, eager to unpack more academic adventures with you next time. If you liked the episode, don't forget to subscribe and share your thoughts. See you soon.